Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, Pizza Party Friday with Fox Sports Radio.
I want to thank you for hanging out with us. Been a fun week. I want to thank the whole Fox Sports Radio team, everyone on their way home, everyone listening in the future on the podcast, which I need you to subscribe to. FoxSportsRadio.com. Search Covino and Rich. Subscribe. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And give us a call, 877-99 on Fox. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Spotty's here. Danny G, Ramos, Dan Beyer. Again,
and
thank you.
In just a little bit, we're going to go over what teams in the NFL, what fan bases should have the nervous farts, and which fan bases should be giving each other Tecmo Bowl high fives because they're over, you know, they're exceeding expectations. So disappointments, teams that are surprising enough.
Well, I want to stay positive about the Tua story, right? Again, he's in good spirits. He's taking the heat off of the Dolphins. And it could have been a lot worse. I don't know if you saw this story. Side story, just to give things perspective. Boxer Luis Quiñones, junior welterweight boxer, dead at 25 after getting knocked out. Some serious head injuries, man. So we're glad Tua's okay. And we already established that it's never on the athlete, never on the player, because they're always game to play. So much pressure on them to perform. That's what they do. It's in their spirit. Right now, it's on the coach.
Yeah, because no fighter will pull himself out of the ring. No player will pull themselves off the court.
There's got to be an unbiased person, a Tony Duke Evers, a Duke, to say, throw in the towel, because you can't really trust the coaches either.
Instead of listening to a head coach, listen to a head doctor.
That would be someone. That? Now, to sort of give the last angle of this.
Yeah.
To give the last angle of this, Covino wanted to ask, in your real life, though, do you sit it out when you're not 100%? Because these players want to play when they're even 50%.
Well, I'm telling you why you should, okay? In retrospect, like we said, maybe Tua should have sat it out because maybe he wasn't 100%.
Hindsight's 20/20, of course.
He wouldn't have gone through these injuries.
If he threw for 300 yards at four tutties and they won, we'd be like, oh, right decision. It's all hindsight,
there's
buddy.
There's so many reasons why I think you should sit it out in your real life, whether it's hanging out with your bros or a hot date. It's Friday night and going on a date. Friday night at 8.
Why would you sit it out now?
Sit it out because you're not bringing your best to the game, right? Whether it's something stupid and superficial, like I said, a pimple on your nose, whatever kills your mojo.
That's weak man thinking.
It's not. Let me finish my point, you bozo. And then you can say whatever you want. Because let's say you're trying to make a good impression. First date. Someone you like. There's a girl that I like. You have this date all planned out, but your mojo's just not there. Your confidence is shot. You're exhausted. You're sick. You're under the weather. Or like I said, it's something stupid. Your hairline's kind of weak. I don't know. You're just not feeling it. Got a bad haircut. Whatever jeopardizes you from being 100%, you're bringing that to the table. And she's going to be left with that impression thinking, yeah, he's nice, but I don't know. Something's missing. Meanwhile, you're going to be regretting it because you're like, man, I didn't bring my 100%. My 100%.
No,
I regret it now.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
You wait. You sit it out and be like, look, I'm not feeling that good. I'm sorry. I'll see you next week.
Think of the weekend.
Then the same thing with your friends, man. If you go out, you know you're going to be bad company. Sit it out and then bring it.
Thank God. When you next time
you're out, you're bringing it and you're the good time guy.
I haven't felt 100% since 1993.
Didn't you learn something from the game last night? Sit it out until you're ready.
I have to force myself to make up the difference.
You're bringing a lesser version of yourself to the plate. Yes.
No, you get me.
Trust me, man. I know from experience, dude. Yeah. If I wasn't feeling 100, I would sit it out and make up. I wouldn't have to, you know, make up an excuse all the time. Sometimes you're honest, but then you bring your best self to the table and leave a great impression.
Let's say you have three bros, so you're four bros, right? Peachy brings 25% to the table. That's 100%. That's good enough for me.
No, that's weak. You know, that person's weak. He brings no laughs. He brings no fun. You know, he's a boring date. He brought nothing. He brought, you know, a weak version of himself to the party. So I ask you, Fox Sports Nation, are you with me? What do? You're not feeling 100%. Do you sit it out? Do you watch a movie at home? Or do you still force yourself to go hang with the bros or on this date when you're not feeling it?
You're infuriating. Thank God the weekend's here. I don't want to see you until Monday.
You're so right.
Your head's up your ass. You think you should skip out on a hot date because you got a pimple. You think you shouldn't hang out with your buddies.
I said whatever makes you feel not 100%.
If you're not 100%, Spot said it best. Keep going.
Then when are you going to learn your lesson?
1993,
Rich. We saw it last night. And think about this. You're the guy, you're still a proponent of pushing it forward when you got the sniffles. That's why you're a super spreader. We don't need that mentality anymore. You don't feel good? Stay home. I don't want your germs. I don't want you to get out and get me sick. Stay home. There's always next week. Recover. That's the whole lesson we learned last night. Bring your best self to the table.
No, I didn't
always
learn. Tua getting effed up last night did not teach me to stay home from a date if I have a pimple on my nose.
Well, then
that did not teach me that lesson.
You know what?
I think it's gonna
take away from your confidence in that moment.
It makes you insecure. If you don't want to go on a date because you got a pimple on your nose, or you don't want to hang out with your buds and watch the game because you got in a fight with a coworker,
you're just not honest with yourself, and you're in a bad mood. Your ego is so out of control. And by the way, Fox Sports Nation, your ego is not your amigo. Rich thinks his worst self is still better than most. That's how full of himself he is. I know that, and I'm honest with myself.
This guy's so insecure that I guarantee you, Fox Sports Radio, if Scott Shapiro's like, hey guys, when do you want to take...
I'm talking to a nation of people.
I guarantee.
I'm telling you that I'm honest enough to know that, Jesus. You know what, I'm not going to add a lot to this get-together. I'm not feeling that good. I'll sit out till next time.
I want to strangle you.
Go for it.
If the boss said, hey guys...
Go for it.
Like, absolutely.
Like, what are you going to do? If the boss said, all right, let's take professional pictures for the podcast, for Fox Sports, Covino and Rich, I can guarantee you Covino would be like, well, I don't want to take the pictures until, you know, I want to lose like 5 pounds and get a haircut. What's wrong with that?
That's bringing your best self.
You got to jump in the
opportunity. That's wrong. No.
You're never going to be 100%. You know what? I'll name drop. Emmett Smith once told me. Yeah, because me and Emmett are pals. Emmett Smith once told me, after week one of the NFL, not one player in the National Football League is 100%. If you're 40-something years old, you think you're never going to not be... You're always going to have something going on in your life.
It doesn't have to be 100%.
You know what it's like?
It's like the dummy. Might be working at 80%.
Kimmy, no, it's like the dummy that's like, you know, before I get engaged to my girl, I want to make sure I have the right job and the right this, right everything. You can't wait for things to be perfect because things are never going to be perfect.
So you're saying force yourself to go out even though you don't feel good. And then everyone thinks you're a dud.
If I was a single guy... And I had a hot date.
Feeling like I was a dud all night.
So the alternative is like, sorry, girl, I'm interested in. I can't hang out tonight because I have a pimple on my nose.
No, you don't tell. Why in the world would you ever say something so dumb?
Yeah, but
you're just honest with yourself and you're like, you know what? I'm going to wait until I feel really confident and really great about this, bring my best self so now I can't be denied.
Look that way for a second. What is Danny G wearing today? Don't look.
Danny G, something Raiders related or Lakers related. Because he always wears that.
That's not fair. Yeah.
Actually, no, he's not. He's wearing a Raiders hat, but what are you wearing there? A Calu. Yeah. Because you know why? Because no one really looks at you.
I'm not on a date with Danny G, you bozo.
We're on a daily date with Danny G.
The two of you were sitting before the show across from each other eating pizza.
Because
you were staring right at each other.
I'm not trying to bring my best self to Danny G, but I feel good.
Do you think any girl has ever said,
so I would go out tonight? Danny G deserves your best self.
Do you think any woman in the history of women has said, in the history of women's spot, has said,
women in the history of women.
In the history of women has said, I'm not going to sleep with that guy because he has a pimple on his nose.
Actually, yes.
It's about the confidence that you're portraying.
Yes, Rich, I do.
Confidence, man. It's whatever jeopardizes your confidence. You're taking an example.
Oh, my God. I totally would have blew his mind if not for that pimple on his nose.
You're taking an example and making it the focus of the conversation because you're a numbskull. That's why.
Some people can't even watch the TV commercial for that Dr. Pimple Popper, Rich.
I know.
So I'll pose the question to you. You could leave feedback at Covino and Rich. Okay. Based on all these lessons we learned with COVID and Tua and not being 100%. If you're not 100% confidence-wise or health-wise or just mood-wise, is it best to sit it out and then wait until you are? Or do you always force yourself to go out and pretend like you're having fun? Meanwhile, you're not bringing your best self out in company, and you know you're bad company. There's many times I sat it out, and I'm glad I did. That's my advice. You don't force yourself.
Life of the party.
I am. You know why? Because I pick and choose when I go out. I am.
Covino.
And if I'm not feeling it, then I'm not going out.
And Rich.
Now we're starting to get to our Sunday night roots here because I've heard this
honestly, back and forth
from you guys.
I can't believe it. It's like,
well, Dane, what do you think about that? I'm serious.
Yeah, I hear both of you on this, but I'm more like you, Covino, where especially back when I was dating, if I didn't feel up to it, then I would sit it out. I would wait. But with work, I'm more like Rich, where with work, I always went full throttle, even if I wasn't feeling well.
Well, work, yeah. Work
I even
work.
Hid having COVID twice.
I'm with you on that.
Just so I could do my shit. No, I'm kidding.
I'm with you. No. But work is work, right?
Yeah.
Like, you have like a discipline about you and an ethic about you. I get it. But, you know, I think that guys like Rich, he's such a people pleaser. He doesn't want to bail out of the plans. If I'm not feeling it, I think it's okay to. Ramos, any thoughts on that?
I think when it comes to people and like you said, a date and stuff, I want to make sure that I'm giving it my all and I have a pure thought pattern. I don't want to leave anything on the table. As far as work goes, yeah, I mean, I'm always here doing my thing. So, you know.
Even when you had monkeypox.
I'm just saying, if you're coughing and sniffles nowadays, you know, like the Jordan infamous, you know, the flu game. Nowadays, it's like, hey, man, you're putting Pippen's health in jeopardy.
I know.
I'm just saying it's a different mindset now.
More socially acceptable to fart on someone than cough on them.
Now we have the boy who cried COVID because we all know coworkers who are like, I have a fever. You ain't got no fever, lazy ass. Get to work.
Well, think about it. You hit us up at Covino and Rich, and the phones are always open at 877-99 on Fox.
Let me take a deep breath and ask you a question because you're a big baseball guy.
Sure.
You know, we're in the heart of football, but when your team's in the mix.
Come
Major League Baseball
with
time.
DJ Khaled.
Sorry for all the Twins fans. I saw that they were mathematically eliminated. Sorry to the White Sox. I saw the same for them. So,
you know, I'm a fan of? The Barbie Twins. Remember them?
Posters at Spencer's Gifts.
Good one, right?
I'm a
Barbie
fan of,
Twins. Am I right?
My favorite Twins, Danny DeVito and Arnold.
Your favorite Twins are the Proclaimers.
Liar. Your favorite Twins are Evan and Jared.
I don't even know who that is. Who
crazy
is that?
For this girl.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm glad I don't know that.
Tonight, as you can tell, I'm excited. I'm even wearing a Mets t-shirt today. Mets, Braves, DeGrom, Fried. It's really, honestly, this is playoff atmosphere baseball, right?
It's
as close as you're going to get to the playoffs without it being the playoffs. These two are battling not only for the division title, because the division title will also mean a bye and the 2 seed. The other team is going to have to end up playing in the wild card, and it's a whole separate, trickier path to possibly even get to the World Series or championship, right?
I mean, you want to win the division.
Yeah. Well, nowadays, it's even more valuable than ever.
Right.
Back in the day, the wild card played.
And you don't want to lose to the Braves.
No, of course. Here's my question. It's more a question of awesome, give me the pressure, or
bye,
no.
Billy Joel, yeah.
Do.
By the way, that song really does capture the feeling of pressure, right? Or anxiety.
Billy like, Joel, oh, pressure?
Stop it.
Sounds frantic.
Yeah, it does.
I think that's the point.
I know, but it really, he did
that's
a great job.
That's why he's the best. Yeah. I love Billy Joel.
Man, that Billy Joel's a legend.
Hit it.
Pressure. So tonight, this you could say this is awesome, or you could say this makes no sense. Now, I trust Buck Showalter because he seems to be a genius. He sort of put together the Yankees team that won all those World Series, even though he never got the credit. He's known as one of the best baseball minds, Buck Showalter.
Yeah, he's great.
And I'm sure he was involved in this decision.
He was a grouchy Buck Showalter when he was with the Yankees. Now he's
that was
like
funny guy.
Yeah, he's like the funny older guy.
They played 156 games.
Mm-hmm.
Do the math. 6 games left. We've played 156 out of 162. The finish line?
Almost there.
It's right there. Spot, this isn't August. This isn't a September call-up. This isn't mid-season.
So close.
We're talking 6 games left. And the Mets decided today to call up the top prospect, not just in the Mets organization. We're talking one of the top prospects in all of baseball that the Mets refused to part with when there was talks of the Soto trade, or any trade for that matter.
Okay, he's one of the untouchables.
Francisco Alvarez. Again, not just the Mets untouchable, like the guy.
He's the guy.
And they were hesitant
to... The Elliot Ness of baseball.
They were hesitant to bring him up all year. I don't know why. Maybe it's like, hey, let's not rush it. He's the guy. Top prospect. Tonight, he is starting for the New York Mets. Is this awesome or insane to throw a guy in his first major league game?
It's both, because I'm not invested in the Mets.
When it's Freed, sure.
Freed could be a lifelong confidence killer if he goes out there and stinks it up.
Dude, Freed DeGrom, game of the year, division on the line, and this guy who has never taken it at bat in the bigs is in the starting lineup batting like two after Pete Alonso. Not even at the bottom of the order. I think he's batting like sixth, maybe. Isn't that... So are you going to say wildly awesome? Or why would you do this to this kid?
It's a lot of pressure. But you know what?
I'm going to say...
These guys, most of the time... Like, I get nervous thinking about it.
I'm going to tell you I love the move, and I'll tell you
okay,
why.
Okay, you're the Mets
fan. I'm going to tell you why I love the move.
Tell me.
Because you never know where you're going to get an injection of life from, right? Sometimes some guy could just... be thrown into a lineup. Some guy could be thrown onto the court, into the backfield.
Yeah, they should have done that a few weeks ago.
You would say
like
that,
the Yankees,
I know.
Is Oswaldo Cabrera. He's that answer. He's that spark plug, that spark of life, that young juice. He's the dude that they needed in that moment. But again, he's been around now for a month or two.
I would use another example. Danny G. I would quote the Dodgers or some other team, but
this is a higher pressure situation.
Ramos, can you think of a guy who's made his debut in such a bizarre spot?
No, you're right. I agree with Covino. Yasiel Puig, they brought him into the Dodgers lineup right after the All-Star break, and the Dodgers went on like they won like 30 games out of like the next 20 or 40. So, but this close to the end of the season.
That's conventional.
Yeah,
it's like,
that's tight.
When
man.
They called up Puig,
that's
yo,
the difference.
He was a spark plug. Puig brought it. But that was,
so
again,
many examples
mid-season.
Of that. Yeah.
And it happens sometimes September call-ups. It'll be like, oh, wow, what a month he's had. He's going to make the postseason roster.
There's so many elements to this because the big leaguers, they don't know how to pitch this dude. So a lot of times this dude could catch fire, right?
Yeah.
And then the older players who are like sort of looking through tired eyes are now looking through the eyes of this young, hungry
Top prospect,
and it lights up everybody, and everyone starts playing around that dude. That dude hits a walk-off. Everyone's stoked about that, right? So it brings a lot of new juice and chemistry and life to that team. It's important, but this is crazy because of the timing.
All right, let me ask you one more layer.
The timing is
really
weird.
I'm going to ask you one more layer of this. I want you to think about it and give me the answer in a few, and we'd love to hear from you guys. 877-99 on Fox. It's not about the Mets. It's about any team. The pressure of being thrown into this type
of
situation. Answer this. If he has a great game tonight, and let's say over the final 6, let's say he gets 4 starts, and really he's got the juice, can you put this guy on the postseason roster over someone that's been there 156 games before he was there?
I have one question.
He's technically...
Is he a
he's
speedy
eligible.
Guy? Is he a speedy guy?
He is not.
Well, then...
He's a catcher DH.
Oh, yeah. Well, then... He's probably not.
Because, you know, the Mets are thinking about keeping Gore on their roster, who is nothing more than a stolen base specialist.
Well, that's
been
what
on,
I was getting
on, the Dodgers. He's been on a bunch of teams.
Does he offer some sort of speed off the bench?
Or, it's an interesting
the
thing.
The answer is no, probably not.
And if you have other examples, I would love to hear it when a guy is called up so close to the end. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Before the break, let me tell you about Tire Rack. Verdenstein, Quatrac, Pinza, TireRack.com. They got all these cool types of tires. And since 1979, they've been helping people find the right tires for how, what, and where they drive.
Their team of experts has the knowledge and passion to assist every driver. And they're just a phone call or a click away. Website packed with information, advice, and tools to make buying the right tires a snap.
Like the tire decision guide, answer a few questions, then you'll get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. They sell only the best brands in the industry, like the high performance Verdenstein.
Where do you see an N in there?
Verdenstein. The all season Quatrac and the off road capable Verdenstein Pinza Light truck tire.
Ratings, reviews, test results, and a national network of over 10,000 recommended installers. Free road hazard protection and fast shipping with delivery in as little as one day.
I feel like the people at Tire Rack name these tires as a challenge just for us in our first week. Like someone's going to hit us up afterwards and be like, guys, those aren't the real names of the tires.
Psych!
Tire Rack is bringing it. Game changer. Installation on your terms. I'm telling you, go to TireRack.com/sports and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Verdenstein.
Smooth.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Sound the trumpets!
It's horse racing time, so saddle up for the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250.
Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code CANDR. That's CANDR. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18+, 21+, in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you: graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW.
That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Pressure!
A lot of pressure on pressure. Francisco Alvarez, hitting seventh in the Mets debut.
To pace yourself. Pressure!
But you know what, man? These young players, Francisco Alvarez, only 20 years old, but...
pressure!
Maybe guys like Buck Showalter know that he's built for pressure situations like this.
I mean, how could he know him that well? What, he saw him in spring for a couple weeks?
I mean, these guys get to this level for a reason.
No, I know.
They know things that we don't.
And again, not just about my Mets. Think of your team over the years. When they call up a prospect in a weird time, like this is not throw the rookie in who is a high drafted quarterback. That's expected, right? Like, hey, we're throwing you in, you know, come on, you're in there, buddy. This is six games left in the season. Wasn't a September call up.
The games matter a lot.
Dude, wasn't like a, oh, September call-up, wasn't a after the All-Star break, wasn't a spark plug throughout the year. With six games to go, and Darren Ruff struggling, and Vogelbach looking like he's more worried about, you know, the spread in the locker room than taking at-bats, they need a DH.
I don't mind to put pressure on you, and you're the Mets fan, but how was he doing? Was he in AAA? Was he killing it in AAA?
Slaying it at every level. Right. And I think, you know, the fans, Mets fans were like, why didn't they call him up earlier? But it was just odd timing because it was like, well, I guess we're going to wait till next year.
Alvarez was hitting 260, 27 home runs, 78 RBI.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple A, right?
Yeah, minor league home runs, hitting bombs, though. But
it was between Double A, Binghamton, and Triple A Syracuse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this guy's a stud. And like I said, people know the makeup of a guy like this. So maybe for him, it's like long overdue. And, but it is, no doubt, a pressure situation.
And you said it before. You took the words right out of my mouth, Meatloaf style. Rest in peace, Meatloaf. I think we just passed the anniversary of his death recently or not yet? Meatloaf. I forgot we lost him.
I celebrate him at least once a week.
Meatloaf! Mom!
You
look at a guy like this and you say, does he want the pressure? And yes, and you said it before. You took the words right out of my mouth when you said, sometimes a guy gets called up, not just to the bigs, on an NFL roster, in the NBA. You saw it with like Linsanity, right? Sometimes it takes a minute It takes a minute sometimes for people to figure you out. And you know what? If it takes a month to figure him out, that takes us through the postseason. What if this guy starts lighting up? And it really does take the league. You've seen guys jump into the bigs, and they bat 350, 400, and then it's like, oh, you get him on the outside slider every time. And it takes, you know, maybe the league to realize, oh, you know, he can hit the curveball, but, you know, he chases. They don't know the weaknesses yet.
Scouting report's not out on the
Scouting report might be there for the minors, but that's different than hitting major league pitching. So, interesting game tonight, of course, Mets, Braves, game one of a three-game set.
When you said the minors, I just want to shout out the Zoolanders real quick.
Great minors.
Yeah, real quick. Shout out.
Black Lung Pop.
Shout out to them. They're my favorite minors. So anyway, Covino and Rich. Steve Covino. Rich Davis. Spotty's here.
Hi.
Ramos and Danny G.
And before we get to the update, let's say what's up to John in New Zealand. John,
hey John.
What's up, buddy?
Good night. How you doing?
What's up, mate?
Yeah, I called in to say that you've got to have a line somewhere where you don't step up to the plate, where you don't take the field. Sometimes you've got to tough it out, but there's got to be a line somewhere. And for me, that line is nausea. If you're feeling sick, you got some kind of stomach bug, doesn't matter how good you are, how tough you are, you're not going to perform, whether that's a date or whether it's a match. And, yeah, I'm going to see Billy Joel. He's coming to New Zealand. I'm going to see him in December.
Oh, that's nice. Amazing.
Honestly, Billy Joel.
Show will change your life.
Billy Joel is so good in concert. And when I go to New York, I honestly do try to catch him if he's doing his monthly Madison Square Garden show.
Enjoy that, man. That's the soundtrack to our life growing up in New Jersey and Long Island. I mean,
you know who's playing the Garden tonight?
Who?
I interviewed him early this morning. Brandon Flowers of the Killers. Killers are playing two nights at Madison Square Garden.
Well, thank you, John.
Yeah, really quick, you guys are middays on Saturday in New Zealand right now.
Saturday chill time.
That international dateline really helps us out.
Thank you. Thank you, John.
If you want to have a new, like New Zealand, Australian accent, if you say rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Sounds like you're saying razor blades.
Rise up lights.
Say it again. Rise up lights.
Rise up lights.
Rise up lights. I never thought of that. That's
rise
actually,
up lights.
So
rise
if someone says, lights. Hey, what's your best Australian accent? I just go, rise up lights.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, if you're going to play this stupid game, hold on, Ramos. Let's see if you like this one.
Okay. Oh, right. That's good.
Say beer can.
Beer can.
You just said bacon with a Jamaican accent.
Beer can.
I'm laughing at his reaction.
I've never thought of that. That's really good.
He's so simple.
Oh, man. I am simple.
I love that.
I love that. He loves it. Anyway, John, I want to thank you for the call, too. John from New Zealand, because he's referencing our jump off on the Tua story of, you know, when you're not 100, do you go out and push through it in your real life? And I was thinking about it even further, Rich. Not to backtrack because we got other things to get to.
And by the way, New Zealand.
I feel like a lot of times when you're pushing through it and you're under the weather or you're not feeling 100, when you're pushing through it, you're really just doing it for everybody else. Like at that point, you're not even going out because you want to. Because you don't. You don't feel good. So why put yourself through that for everyone else because they're putting the pressure on you? No. Sit it out.
True.
But anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I was going to say shout out to the Bushwhackers, New Zealand.
Whoa!
Yay!
Luke and Butch, my favorite tag team of all time.
I love those guys.
Dan Byer, what's going on, man?
Hey, Dan.
Rise up lights.
Back to you guys.
Dan, as far as the Dolphins schedule goes, they got the Jets next week. Now, the Jets are no pushovers the way they were in previous years, but they're still the Jets. So, you know, you feel like maybe the Dolphins could scratch out a win there, and then he could return in 17 days against the Vikings at home.
You're still on eggshells
with this guy. He gets 2 weeks. And then he returns in 24 days, which is a good rest. Sunday night football at home versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Looked at it as if they had a bye in weeks 5 or 6, it would make it a lot easier. You stay away, you give time, but their bye, now isn't until mid-November. So if you're playing week to week to week, it's I think that they're stuck between a rock and a hard place on his return.
I think the safe answer, if he's feeling good and they're like, oh, he tested fine, Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football, 2 weeks.
I'm not even trying to be funny, though, but for safety protocol, and because we saw how easily he goes down and goes down hard, does he come out with one of those like ridiculously bulbous helmets like those Eli Manning
had like that weird like bulbous
David,
helmet.
Like those David Wright helmets?
Yeah. Rodgers is bigger. Like if you look at Aaron Rodgers' helmet, the Mark Kelso was the common one back in the day with that whole shell on top of
it's
it.
It's like Marvin the Martian, well. Right? Like the big...
You look at Aaron Rodgers' helmet, though, it's bigger than the other ones.
No, it absolutely is. It's noticeable. I'm imagining that he has to at this point.
I noticed that Aaron Rodgers has a bigger helmet and he has the old school chin strap.
Yeah, you know he always rocks. Yeah, he always rocks that old school chin strap. But I mean, just for again, aesthetics, for optics, like safety first on every level. I think he has to.
Now we're gonna get into some weekend hobnobbing. What should you be watching in the world of sports? Outside the world of sports, in just a little bit. Two thoughts. I want to talk about some of the teams that should be nervous as hell. What team's fan base should have the nervous farts, and what team fan bases should be giving each other high fives. Like, hey, we're looking better than we possibly thought. And I got a couple that stick out, Covino. If you want to chime in, throw them out there. Teams that are overproducing and teams that are underproducing.
Well, you know what? It's interesting because up until today, we would have said the Dolphins get Tecmo Bowl high fives.
They still do.
In a way, I still give them the Tecmo Bowl high fives because they battled. And they went through a lot this week.
3-1. They played the Jets.
But they
did they play the Jets without Tua? They could go to 4-1. So I think Dolphin fans are in the
you
category
don't think
of,
they have the nervous farts a little bit.
No, Tecmo
you
Bowl
gotta
high
realize
fives.
They got hit with all sorts of unfortunate reality this week. Just the sight of seeing Tua go out on a stretcher, you have to think that the nervous farts are there a little bit.
Yeah. Now,
you know, but up until yesterday, things were looking great.
Danny G, being a Raiders fan, I heard the Odd Couple talking yesterday about how a must win, it's got to be, it's a must win. You can't be the, you're the only 0-3 team. You can't be 0-4. When you look at the Raiders right now, must win. Do the are the fans nervous? Like, do you look at your schedule and say, all right, we could sort of climb back to 500?
The fans are anxious, not nervous necessarily because there's so much talent on that team. They just got to put the pieces together. They got to score touchdowns in the red zone. No matter who the head coach is, the past few years they have not been able to score 6 points, 7 points in the red zone. They're always marching Daniel Carlson onto the field, which he's a great kicker. He's been leading the NFL in points the past couple of seasons, but that's the reason why. They're not scoring touchdowns in the red zone. If they do that on Sunday, they can blow the Broncos out.
But again, pressure to do it. Like
yeah.
Now they have to, right? So to me, that equals nervous
and
farts.
Even the though, Bronco even fans should have some too. They had 9-3 and outs last week against your Niners.
Yeah.
Nine.
Niners have a good defense, but I mean, Russell Wilson was doing nothing until that one drive. It was one drive. So if the Raiders could put some points on the board.
Yeah, Broncos are worse in the red zone.
Oh,
so you got
awful.
The two worst red zone teams matching up against
and,
them.
And then I think that's just, you know, feeling things out too. New team, new system, new coaches.
Yeah, first year in
I
a
mean,
new coaching system.
We just started our first week, our first official week on Fox Sports Radio. You know, we had a fun first show, but there's still a learning curve, right? Getting your timing right, figuring things out. That's what
pronouncing
Russell...
Pronouncing tires.
Yes, exactly.
Oh.
You know, Russell Wilson's sort of going through that, and that's what we're witnessing. I don't think he's done by any means. I think that's what we're seeing.
Well, Danny J, I hope you, for your sake and the Raiders fans, that you hit up Russell Wilson before he finds it, right? And then you got the Chiefs, which is tough, but then the Raiders got Texans and Saints, which I would think are two W's for you guys. So maybe you climb back by week six or so, you're 500, so... You put the Raiders fans' minds at ease a little bit? I think so. I think they're still in wild card contention.
All right, well, let me pose the question to the Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Okay.
As we head into week four, as we head into some great football this weekend, who gets Tecmo Bowl high fives? Who are you feeling confident about? Who do you think is not that confident? Who has the nervous farts
let's get the easy answer out of the way.
Yeah.
Everything's going right in Philadelphia. Jalen Hurts looks like, oh, wow, he really is legit.
Yeah.
Davante Adams already looks like one of the best wide receivers in the game, making circus-type catches at the goal line last week. They're in a crap division. Eagle fans should be pumped. Eagle fans are a contender. When people thought they were going to be on their way up, they're looking like they're there, right? They got to be pumped.
Give them a Bo Jackson high five.
Jacksonville, new coach. Trevor Lawrence, year two, it looks as though Jacksonville
is figuring it out.
Definitely. They should be excited down there. Again, a division that really isn't that competitive, right? When you look at Jacksonville, are you scared of the Colts?
No.
No? Are you scared of Houston? You're not scared of any.
No.
You're not scared of any team in that division. A team that should be, I'm not saying scared, not saying they should be nervous, but the fan base of the Rams can't feel so confident of all these, like, we're maybe going to repeat. They're underdogs to the Niners this weekend up in the Bay Area. And if they lose, they're 2-2. Niners are 2-2. I don't think the Rams are as dominant as we once thought.
Are you giving Tecmo Bowl high fives the way Jimmy G played last week?
I don't think the Niners fans should be excited, but I don't think they should be nervous.
Okay.
If they beat the Rams on Sunday, I'm sorry, Monday Night Football this week, if they beat the Rams... And they're favored. They've won, I believe, 7 of the last 8 games against the Rams.
Right. It was just the NFC Championship game they lost.
That was the only time they lost to the Rams in the last couple of years.
Okay.
And they match up well.
So
what Kyle Shanahan does against McVay just seems to work. So if they win, they're tied. And now you're looking at a brand new season in the NFC West. Now a team that I think should be nervous because I think they're not that good.
Okay.
Their quarterback got a hell of a lot of money.
But I don't think the Cardinals are a playoff team. I think the Cardinals are a 500-ish team at best. They're going to show sparks of brilliance just because he's an athlete.
So you're saying Kyler Murray's a...
Cardinal fans that are like, oh, we're going to get over the hump this year. No, you should have the nervous farts. Tecmo Bowl high fives. I'll give you one more in the world of the NFL. If you're a Ravens fan, I think with the way Lamar Jackson's playing and some of the weapons you have, they could very well cruise to the divisional or championship round of the playoffs. I could say that already in the early parts of the season.
He's using his legs the way he's supposed to be using his legs.
They got good coaching, and they got a good team. And
he's just playing great this year, that's why.
And I think you could say that about them. And any others, you guys want to chime in, 877-99 on Fox. The fan bases that should be excited and the fan bases that should be bummed. I think the Charger fans should be a little bummed. Justin Herbert's banged up already. They're under 500. Bosa's out. Like, that team's already like, oh, man, we got in our own way again. Ah!
Well,
all right, so your thoughts, and we'll get into what else you should be watching other than football.
The weekend hobnobbing.
Oh, can't wait. But right now, got to tell you about DraftKings. NFL, full swing. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official betting partner of the NFL. We're talking touchdowns, big plays, and even bigger wins. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win, and you get $200 in free bets if they win.
If that's not enough, everyone could boost their winnings with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. Right now, for every leg you add, boost your winnings up to 100%. With payouts bigger than ever, why bet on football anywhere else?
To make things even sweeter. You can throw down on stepped up same game parlays once per game all season long. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Vegas to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place that $5 bet. That's code Vegas only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One boost per eligible game. 10 plus leg required for 100% boost. Opt-in required. Deposit, parlay, and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, there they are, the Killers.
Name dropper.
I know.
Rich Davis, the people-pleasing name dropper.
Rich Davis, that's me.
I'm Steve Covino. We're both excited for our baseball this weekend and, of course, our football. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, let's get right into this.
Live in for the weekend.
You're winning bets for talking points if you get stuck socializing.
You ever done anything dangerous?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
That is dangerous.
Friday brings us Woo-hoo! Weekend Hobnobby.
All right. Now, if you're out and about with friends, family, your kids, friends, parents, what do you talk about? What's on your radar? What are you watching? What are you doing?
I'll kick it off again live from the TireRack.com studios. I'm saying Rob Zombie's Monsters on Netflix. Yeah, no, no.
I read a review,
and it's like a porn parody without the sex.
But the Monsters.
It's so bad that it's funny. I like it.
I watched a trailer, and my wife said, Kavina's watching that?
I watched the whole thing. I kind of liked it. I don't know how to feel about it, so I want to know what you think. Rob Zombie's Monsters. I want to see Judge hit 62. So watch the Yankees, and of course, Dahmer on Netflix if you want to get into something scary, get into that Halloween vibe. I mean, it's kind of a terrible story, but it's a good watch.
All right, couple things to watch that you could talk about with people. Reboot on Hulu. Johnny Knoxville, Keegan-Michael Key, Judy Greer, the return of Paul Reiser, who's been in a bunch of stuff recently. It's a comedy about a rebooted show. It's uncensored. It's on Hulu. It's like rated R. So reboot's great. Mets Braves. Got to be watching that series in baseball.
All right.
And the football game that I got my eye on, besides my Niners and Rams Monday night, on Sunday, the Bills-Ravens. Look out. Spot, what you got?
The only thing I'm watching this weekend is Quantum Leap, the reboot.
Looks good.
Best show of the 80s, 90s.
That's my vote.
Yeah.
What you got?
I'm going to wake up early with 6:30 a.m. NFL, the Vikings and Saints in London.
Early love, like Mr. Furley.
Love early morning football. And my girl loves Bachelor in Paradise.
New season
just started, so I'll watch
that
with her.
Girl.
Any quickies, Ramos?
Kansas City's traveling to Tampa Bay to take on the Buccaneers. That should be a good one. Brady against Mahomes. And Andor on Disney Plus. Another good Star Wars flick.
Yeah, I started that. And Hocus Pocus, too, for a lot of your wives and girlfriends. I know that'll be a popular one. So enjoy your weekend. Kavino and Rich, live from the TireRack.com studios. Have a great weekend.
Our first week
in the books.
Yeah.
All right. Until Monday, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.